Greetings and salutations one and all. Welcome to the night shift to DJ Kevin Steele. It's Healthy Love Night. The sound of Zola, Working Out a Problem Child, kicking things off. A track called Ramas and the Party. I want to say big ups to each and everyone locked in right now. Those on TuneIn Radio on the night shift to DJ Kevin Steele. Blessings to you. Much love to those who are locked in out of the UK. Top of the morning to you guys over there. One ham on the radio. Much love, King Genius. Blessings to the Queen Genius. Much love to the massive out of New Jersey. Locked in on NIE Radio. Hanging out to New Jersey's finest, the Motivator. Wanna say big ups to those out of New York. Hanging out on Island Worldwide, exhibiting the power of music. Drinks and liquor in order to make the back and China Nicole. Gary. Jump Out Production Crew, much love to you. Blessings to those out of Long Island. Reggae Pulse Radio. DJ Atomic Force and the crew. Blessings to each and every one of you. Much love to those who are locked in on the foundation, Radio Network, ClintonLindsay.com. Big ups to the veterans, Mr. Twinkle Toes himself, Clinton Lindsay. Come on, when Mr. Lindsay roll up in our party, you know. I really plenty vibes. Y'all should have seen him at Ed Robinson's party. I want to say big ups to the massive out of Texas. Those on Hollow Up Radio. Those on Dusik Media Group. And those on WGLRO, the People Station. Home of the Donnie Walker Morning Show. Taking it from the sheets to the streets. Touching from Detroit to Denmark and all points in between. Blessings, Donnie. Much love to you, bro. Yeah, man, as soon as me and my bridge them reach, we see what you and your friend them do. Everything turn over. I not even turn up. It turn over. I want to say a big thank you to my segment sponsors. Pulse Media Group, and being in the moment is priceless. Go ahead and get him a call. They can do everything you see here on kevinsteele.com and more. They take your videos, your photos, your streaming, your advertising. They can provide you with streaming services. That's a big part of their business. They provide me with mine. So if you have an event that you want to stream live, a wedding, a church service, a funeral, a party, a graduation, a seminar, just go ahead and get him a call. 754-999-1140. That's 754-999-1140. Tell them Kevin Stew sent you. I want to say thank you to Althea and her healing heavenly hands. Althea Issue is a licensed massage therapist operating out of Broad County, North Miami Dade, and South Palm Beach counties. She comes to you, bringing her table, her oils, and over 20 years massage therapy experience. Go ahead and schedule your appointment today. Call her up, 954-655-9000. That's 954-655-9000. She only has one request outside of paying her. That is to get off her table and go sleep somewhere else when she's done. It's called the Kevin Steele Clause. And even if I stop falling asleep on her table, it will still be the Kevin Steele Clause. Don't I'll ever stop falling asleep. I want to say thanks to Reggae Global Entertainment. Reggae Global act as your booking agent. Handle your tour management. Take care of your business registration, legal service referrals, music production, marketing and promotion, and much, much more. Go ahead and give him a call today. 954-804-8199. Or check them out online. ReggaeGlobal.com. Party. Tell them you heard about them on the night shift to DJ Kevin Stew. I want to say thank you to McNeil Trucking. With McNeil Trucking, your goods are in good hands. They're licensed and insured movers in the state of Florida. Want to move from Key West to Jacksonville? Move from point A to point B, put some things in storage. Don't have the manpower, don't have the equipment, the transportation, no worries. You have the name, you have the number. McNeil Trucking, 954-406-9740. They're veteran owned, 954-406-9740. Thank you, McNeil Trucking. I want to say big ups to those who are locked in on Facebook Live, those on Clubhouse, those on Zeno FM, bubbling in the stew pot. For those on Facebook Live and Clubhouse, remember, it's only a segment broadcast, so don't get too comfortable. Come on over to the home of the night shift to DJ Kevin Stew, kevinstew.com. The link is pinned in the comment section. It's also in the description. Just one click away. You can jump into the stew pot. But what is a stew pot, you might ask? That's what others call a chat room. But because we're fancy over here on kevinstew.com, it's a stew pot. Come on in, water is always fine. It's the interactive portal where you're only asked to be respectful. You can remain anonymous if you choose. You can put your name so that we know who we're dealing with. You don't need to register. Offer your firstborn, an internal organ, or a blood sacrifice. None of that. Go straight to kevinstew.com and you're there. You have two ways to view. Yep, there are two players. The embedded player. And the YouTube player. Go ahead, jump on. That is why I come here. Eyes are certified. Better. Nice day. I want to say big ups to those who are locked in on YouTube Live. Blessings to you. Just so that you know, the phone lines are open. Those of you that are watching, you'll see the number scrolling across the bottom of your screen. It's 773-789-STEW. 773-789-7839. You can call, you can text, you can WhatsApp, you can Telegram. They all come right here in the studio. 773-789-7839. Now, for those of you wondering, what is it that we're talking about tonight? If you didn't see the post, we're looking at young adult stroke. Yeah, because as soon as we hear about strokes, you know, we immediately think, oh, it's some old person that, you know, at the end of their rope and, you know, had some kind of blood clot and... No, I didn't curse. It's a blood clot. For all those Jamaicans perking up their ears. Too rude. Thank you, Zola. And the Problem Child. A track called Rum Mass and Party. There's no better way to enjoy yourself, is there? Well, other than being right here on the night shift with DJ Kevin Stew, which is really interactive and we can learn something, eh? Cool. So call your friends, tell your friends, friends of your friends, friends of your enemies, enemies of your friends, and your enemies too, because the information is good for everyone. We're not leaving anybody out, even if we don't like them. We're still giving them the information, yeah? Cool. So stroke, what do we know about them? In 2020, 1 in 6 deaths from cardiovascular disease was due to a stroke. Did you know that? That was just 2 years ago. Has the statistic changed? I don't know. Probably not. Not much. You know, because everything has been focused on something else. Boom, boom, boom. Anyway, every 40 seconds, according to the CDC, someone in the United States has a stroke. Every 3.5 minutes, someone dies of a stroke. Every year, more than 795,000 people in the United States have a stroke. About 610,000 of those are first or new strokes. Those are high numbers. About 185,000 strokes, which is nearly 1 in every 4, are people who have had a previous stroke. And about 87% of all strokes are ischemic or ischemic strokes, in which blood flow to the brain is blocked. Now, there are some people out there that really need their blood flow to the brain blocked because they're thinking up some weird things. Or maybe it is because of a blocked blood flow to the brain or restricted why they end up thinking about these things. I don't know. We need to probably examine them a little bit more. But 87% of all strokes are as a result of this. Now, stroke-related costs in the United States came to nearly $53 billion, with a B, $53 billion between 2017 and 2018. This total includes the cost of healthcare services, medicines to treat stroke, and missed days of work. Now, it was probably the work that caused the stroke in the first place, but hey, let me not call out anybody's business. Stroke is a leading cause of serious long-term disability. Stroke reduces mobility in more than half of stroke survivors aged 65 or older. Now, a lot of people are probably saying, hey, you know, this stroke thing, is it really just the old people that get it? It seems like it's more people of color that get it than anybody else. Well, here's the thing. Stroke is a leading cause of death for Americans, but the risk of having a stroke varies with race and ethnicity. It does. Risk of having a first stroke is nearly twice as high for blacks as it is for whites. And black people have the highest rate of death due to a stroke. You'd think that with something like that, you'd think there's more research being put into it and on how to prevent strokes and such. But I guess, you know, we're dispensable, I guess. Is there anything else that we can refer to it as? Though stroke deaths have declined for decades among all races or ethnicities, Hispanics have seen an increase in death rates since 2013. Or is it that there has been an increase in the amount of Hispanics that are being treated or registered that you can have that statistic? Things that make you go, Stroke risk increases with age, but strokes can and actually do occur at any age. In 2014, 38% of people hospitalized for stroke were less than 65 years old. Now, that speaks to something when you consider what causes a stroke. So, what would those things be? Who are the people that are most at risk of having a stroke? It makes you think about it sometimes, right? Because it's one of the things that happens all the time. I'm beating up my mic. One of the things that happens all the time around us
but somehow doesn't get a whole lot of attention. Maybe because it happens so frequently. So you have to ask the question, with the workplace being how it is, because when it comes to the United States, when you want, well, I can't speak of the United States because I live here. You know, you check it out. There are places that want to hire for the first shift, the second shift, and the third shift. Who knew there was a third shift? Which means you're pretty much working around the clock. This company is operating 24/7. So if there's that much production that is needed, you'd think that a whole lot of care would be put into making sure that the resource to provide the production is taken care of. I've always said it, and I'll continue saying it. The greatest resource any entity can have is a human resource. So you're talking about businesses, they can't operate without the human influence or the human input. Fully automated business, fine, no problem. Who's going to turn on these machines? Who's going to program them? Who's going to maintain them? Right. So there has to be a human influence. Hence, the most important resource is the human resource. Why are we not taking care of it? It is known that stress from work is bad for your health. And this includes causing an increase in your risk for cardiovascular disease, particularly high blood pressure and heart disease. Now, when you start talking about high blood pressure and cardiac disease, what comes after? If you've wondered specifically if stress can cause a stroke, well, the answer is yes. How many people have considered that? How many people have thought about the amount of stress that they're putting themselves under by having certain kinds of jobs? Okay, so it's a necessity. We need to pay the bills. We need to pay the rent. We need to buy the food. We need to buy the clothes. We need to put gas in the car. We need to make sure that the insurance is paid on the car. We need to make sure that the car payment is paid. We need to make sure that the children are going to school and they have clothes and they have lunch money and they can go off to college and all these things we need to make sure of. Because it is pretty much on us, or the parents, to take care of our children. Until they get to an age where they can take care of us, but that usually comes after they take care of themselves. So, are we taking care of ourselves as we take care of them? Or are we just stressing about how to make sure that they are taken care of and setting up our own blood pressure? Now, when we focus on doing this, where does that put us? There has been mounting evidence exploring stress as a risk factor for stroke, especially stress related to your job, says neurologist Irene Kadzen, MD. Now, several studies now link work stress to an increased risk of stroke in adults. And this is according to clevelandclinic.org. So, exactly what happens when you get stressed depends on what other factors you're experiencing also. Stress can work to trigger medical problems alongside other medical afflictions that cause a stroke. A few nights ago, well, actually it was on the news tonight. I think it was either yesterday or this morning, the first time I caught it. There was a news reporter giving the news and words weren't coming to her. She couldn't pronounce certain words. It turns out she was having a stroke. It was the beginning of a stroke as she was there on air. Now, I don't know what kind of environment she works in. If it is more laid back, if it is more stressful. Working as a news anchor can be a pretty stressful job at times. So, is it because she's a woman in the industry? Is it related to her lifestyle? Does she have things going on at home? You know, we don't know these things, but we do know that she was having this onset of a stroke on air. Was she up in her 60s? No. And I don't think many people stop to think, wait, this is not an old woman having this experience. Often stress, when combined with other factors, lead to triggers for disease or dis-ease, which is really what disease is. Sometimes stress can cause inflammation, hypertension, and other vascular conditions. And it's these conditions that can lead to strokes or heart attacks. Increasing levels of psychosocial distress, like the kind you get from pressures at work, these are related to the risk of both fatal and non-fatal stroke in adults. In one study, researchers in China compiled data from six studies with 138,782 participants, without getting too exact with the number, and researchers evaluated the link between job stress and future stroke risk. The study, which appears in the journal Neurology, shows that stroke caused by stress is indeed possible. And any stress is harmful to your health and should be taken seriously. It looked at two dimensions of work. Psychological job demand and job control. Psychological job demand was identified as time pressure, mental load, and level of responsibility, while job control was identified as one's control over their decisions. So the pressure of working the job and the pressure of the decisions you make on the job. Researchers found that jobs with high demands and low control, such as a waitress or nurse's aide, these were associated with 22% increased risk of stroke compared with jobs with low demand and high control, like an architect or a natural scientist. A study in 2010 identified the 10 risk factors that are associated with 90% of the risks of certain types of stroke. Work-related stresses can trigger many of these, particularly depression, hypertension, eating poorly, smoking, less time for exercise, or alcohol abuse. Not less time for alcohol abuse, you know, just alcohol abuse. In another study, higher levels of stress and depressive symptoms were linked to increased risk of what is called incident stroke, or TIA, transient ischemic attacks. And this happens in middle-aged or older adults. Interesting, right? So here we go. It's not just the older adults that are dealing with this, but the younger ones too. So what is it recommended that we do? We can try to de-stress at work. That's a good start. For many of us, stress at work is inescapable. But there are strategies that you can use to reduce the pressure on your mind and body. Since stress leads to unhealthy behaviors, getting ahead of these behaviors is key to reducing your risk for stroke, says Dr. Katzen. You can take steps while on the job to take the tension down just a bit. And there are some simple ways to do so. So here are some tips, whether you work at home or you work outside of the home. Try to breathe deeply, meditate, or try yoga to supply much needed oxygen to the brain and enhance your physical capabilities. Try Tai Chi. Use calming apps or music to enhance your mood. That's why I have musical therapy. Ever wondered? Now you know. Get up and move several times during the workday, or create an attainable exercise program you can do before or after your workday. I can tell you this. Personally, I get involved in something and I rarely move. Honest to goodness. which is why I try not to focus too deeply on these things, but I can't help it. I'm a little bit of a workaholic, to be honest. And so I try to have people around me that remind me to do certain things. Working in the office, I find that it is easier for me to take a break working in the office than it is working for me or doing one of my own projects. I just find it easier. Make sure you find time to cook or bring a healthy lunch or after work dinner. Liven up your space with plants or and soft colors to help create a pleasant space to engage with your work. Is white a soft color? Or shades of white? Because is it a plant thing with me? You know, I don't know. I know some people that are like, yo, listen, bring me them plants. I put a little one over here, put a miniature cactus over here, and a miniature fern over there, and I have this runner over here, and I have a snake plant over there because it helps to filter the air in the room. Yeah, I'm not that guy. Funny enough, I grew up with plants. My grandmother had tons of plants. The veranda was lined with plants. And it was probably the reason why I had such a good childhood when I was growing up, because there were plants inside and there were plants outside. The trees, the grass, all around. It was just green. So that's probably why I had such a great childhood. But I can tell you, do I have a plant in my house now? Not even a fake one. Focus on one task at a time and recognize when you finish tasks, as multitasking can often cause an increase in your stress level. Now, there are some people that can't operate without multitasking, and there are some jobs that actually put in the job description you need to be able to multitask. So, off the bat, they're pretty much putting you in a position that is going to make you sick. The question is it worth it? And can you find a way to make it work? The most important is to zoom out every once in a while, avoid unhealthy behaviors, develop healthy eating habits, and do some kind of physical activity every day. If your job is highly stressful, make sure to stay mindful of your blood pressure and see your doctor if stress becomes unmanageable. You might remember I talked about productive breaks some time ago. You can check in the archive, you'll find it. For those of you who are new to this, there is an archive of over 500 broadcasts of the Night Shift with DJ Kevin Stew. So you can go to YouTube and pretty much just put in the name, the Night Shift with DJ Kevin Stew, or you can just go to kevinstew.com and click on the video archive, and it'll take you right there. You can access the archive right there on kevinstew.com. You can watch them and don't need to go all over the place. So that's an option for you. But as we talked about productive breaks, we talked about how to take these breaks, how often. And really and truly, it's a recommendation around about every 90 to 120 minutes. You take some kind of break where you just get up and stretch or walk away from the desk and come back. Step outside for 15 minute break is important. And somewhere between getting to work and lunch, step away. Just take a break. Because when you come back, your body will thank you, your brain will thank you, and your job will thank you. Why? Because your productivity just went up again. So, these are things to consider as you look to lessen the stress load to reduce the possibility of ending up with a stroke. And again, we're not just talking about the old people. We're talking about young adults too. We're going to take a quick little break, but before we do so, something to remind you of. My Mary Kay store. Yes, I did say my Mary Kay store. It's marykay.com/KevinStew, and it has something for everybody with skin. Men, women, young men, young women. Once you have skin, there's skincare for you. in my Mary Kay store. MaryKay.com/KevinStew. Get something for the man in your life. Some fragrances, some beard care, a little bit of face care, you know. That hard man can have a nice soft face too. Yeah? So get something for him. And for those that are looking to even out their skin tone, try the CC cream. It is an amazing lightweight product. Check it out. You'll enjoy it. There are natural products. There are botanicals, which are plant-based products. Check it out. You'll like it. Guaranteed. All right? Cool.
Posse Media Group, innovative streaming and recording, has done it again. A new way to get your business in full view of your neighborhood consumer through AdShare TV. It's available in your neighborhood today. It's easy. Just call us, 754-999-6020. Become a host today and place a TV monitor in a strategic location so it's easy to see. Get a 1-minute video ad or longer that plays anywhere in our network. Can't be a host? No problem. For a few dollars, we'll run your 30-second video ad. A host can run announcement specials like buy one, get one free, or discount ads. Let's turn your flyers into a 30-second video with music, or a voiceover, or let us create and run your video ad with a spokesperson. Take advantage of our early enrollment discount. Join us today. Your ad will be seen at least 30 times per day in your AdShare TV neighborhood. It's easy. Just call us, 754-999-6020. AdShare TV, part of Pulse Media Group.
Smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy.
Or maybe he's teething.
Maybe it's just a phase.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No Big Joyful Smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
It's Christine representing for DJ Kevin. You see me, I say, I don't know the boss. You see me, I say, DJ Kevin's two and the night shift radio show. Yo, the thing turn up, the thing loud. Whoa, DJ Kevin's two have the heart of a champion. Never underestimate, just choose him. The silver line behind the dark clouds. DJ Kevin's two, believe him, and that's no doubt. Sell out the night shift radio show, Christine. This is hot to talk loud.
Rachel Davily says, life is good.
Life is good.
So reduce your stress levels
and
enjoy life. But something else to consider as we go through this healthy love night, looking at young adult stroke. It is not just your stress levels that you need to be concerned about, but also the anxiety level. The greater the anxiety level, the higher risk of having a stroke, according to research published in the American Heart Association journal Stroke from December 2013. So this is not new information by any stretch of the imagination, right? The study is the first in which researchers linked anxiety and stroke, independent of other factors such as depression, anxiety disorders, and one of the most prevalent mental health problems. Symptoms include feeling unusually worried, stressed, nervous, and tense. Over a 22-year period, researchers studied a nationally representative group of 6,019 people. People between the ages of 25 and 74 years old in the first National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey. See where that age range started? Age 25. Not 65. 25. Participants underwent an interview and took blood tests, medical examinations, and completed psychological questionnaires to gauge anxiety and depression levels. Even modest increases in anxiety associated with greater stroke risk. Modest increases. Researchers tracked strokes through hospital or nursing home reports and death certificates. After accounting for other factors, they found that even modest increases in anxiety were associated with greater stroke risk. People in the highest third of anxiety symptoms had a 33% higher stroke risk than those with the lowest levels. Everyone has some anxiety now and then, but when it is elevated and or chronic, it may have an effect on your vascular years down the road, your vasculature years down the road. And this is according to Maya Lambiesi, a PhD and study author and cardiovascular behavioral medicine researcher in the Department of Psychiatry at the University of Pittsburgh School of Medicine in Pittsburgh. People with high anxiety levels are more likely to smoke and be physically inactive, possibly explaining part of the anxiety stroke link. Higher stress hormone levels, heart rate, or blood pressure could also be factors, Lambiesi said. In earlier work, researchers found that depression was linked to greater risk of stroke, which is the number four killer and a leading cause of disability in the United States. In contrast to anxiety, depression is a persistent feeling of hopelessness, dejection, and lack of energy, among other symptoms. What you want to pay attention to is not just your anxiety levels, but not just your stress levels, but also your anxiety levels. And this is, again, not just for old people, because you're actually never too young to have a stroke. And according to BannerHealth.com, a stroke in young age is of great public health importance. So it doesn't mean, when you take this into consideration, it doesn't mean that as an adult, 20s, 30s, 40s, that you are too young to have a stroke. Because more and more younger people are having them. The incidence has been increasing worldwide for decades, says Mohammed Talib, medical director of neurosciences at Banner Desert Medical Center. According to the National Stroke Association, 15% of all ischemic stroke cases occur in young people, those 18 to 55 years old. So their range start even younger. While you may be in the best shape of your life, if you're under the age of 55, it is still important to recognize the warning signs for stroke. So here are some things to know regarding your potential risk and how to recognize the symptoms. There are several factors that can cause stroke in both young and old, including obesity, hypertension, diabetes, and heart disease. But certain lifestyle habits can increase the risk of younger adults as well. So let's pause for a moment and recognize some of the things that are contributing factors. Obesity, hypertension, diabetes, heart disease. When you look at the community on a whole, and your ethnic groups within these communities, who are the people that you see that are obese, hypertensive, suffering from diabetes and heart disease the most? Not to mention having a combination of these things. Now, we started off the broadcast with the statistic. The majority of people that are suffering from strokes are people of color. So that should tell you something. Young adults have a considerably wider range of risk factors than older patients, including age-specific factors such as pregnancy and oral contraceptive or birth control use. Yes, birth control use. Dr. Tlaib said behavioral risk factors such as low physical activity, excess alcohol consumption, and smoking are also factors. When it comes to stroke, the most common symptoms are the same, no matter what age group you fall in. To quickly assess if someone is having a stroke, remember the warning sign acronym BFAST. It stands for B, balance, because there's a sudden loss of balance. E, eyes, sudden changes in vision in one or both eyes. You can't see or you're seeing doubles. Face, which is the F, sudden weakness on one side of the face. A for arm, sudden weakness in one arm or one leg. S, speech, a sudden loss or speech is slurred. I heard a friend of mine recently and he was talking and I had to call up his wife and say, hey, listen, I don't like how he's sounding. Something not right. Turns out he was having a series of mini strokes, actually. So these things happen. And T, time. Call 911 if even one of these problems is sudden or new. A severe sudden headache that is unlike any headache that you've had could also be a sign of a stroke. That headache that comes out of left field that hits you and you can't go anywhere but down. Yeah, one of those. Whatever you do, don't wait to get help. No matter what your age. Because it is better to be safe than sorry. Although it is still under investigation, available evidence suggests more chances of good recovery in younger patients suffering from ischemic strokes compared to older populations. This may be due to the younger brain's plasticity or ability to use undamaged brain circuits to take over the function of its damaged parts of the brain. Now, with that said, there are many factors that determine how well a person will recover, including the amount of brain damage, whether fast recognition and treatment were delivered in a timely manner, how the brain was affected, the health of the person before the stroke, and timely care and rehabilitation. All very, very important things to take into consideration. A stroke is treatable. It's a treatable disease. And symptoms can be reversed completely. However, it is time dependent. And this is why early recognition and early treatment are the first steps to treating the stroke. Then extensive physical therapy with a specialized rehabilitation center is the key to potential good outcomes. Why not take advantage of having them if you have them, or take advantage of using them if you have them available? So how can you go about reducing this risk of stroke? Because 80% of strokes are preventable by making healthier lifestyle choices. If there's one thing that you've heard on this broadcast, it is especially unhealthy love. It is about changing your lifestyle because it will change your life. And our massage therapist, Althea SU, also has a business where she's a personal trainer. She's certified as a personal trainer. And it is called Chioli. which stands for changing your lifestyle will change your life. And you will hear Nurse Marva Riley talk about it, as she has mentioned in both her books, Eat, Sleep, Meditate, and Share. Simple, healthy, easy, inexpensive recipes. Because this is what she did to save her life. Because doctors pretty much told her, listen, you have, what, you're on the clock right about now. You can start checking off days on the calendar. But here she is still. And in the healthiest form of her life. Y'all should check her out. For those of you on Facebook, The Doctor in You is a group that she started. Check her out. Interact with her there. Now, one of the most important things you can do to reduce your risk for stroke is maintain a healthy diet and weight. Eating healthy, fresh and unprocessed foods, and limiting your salt intake, these are all associated with lower risk of cardiovascular disease. And this can also reduce your risk for hypertension, type 2 diabetes, and high cholesterol, which are traditional risk factors for stroke, according to Dr. Taleb. Now, Dr. Taleb doesn't have to be the only one to tell us this, because we've been hearing it over and over and over again, and I don't have a problem repeating it. Now, other ways to reduce your risk are to kick unhealthy habits. Things like smoking and excessive drinking. Notice they said excessive drinking. Nobody is telling you that you can't have a drink here or there. Goodness knows I have a couple of bottles in my little cubby. But I'm not always drinking alcohol. So I'll have a sip here and a sip there. I might go to an event and have a one glass and it serves me like 3, 4, 5, 6 hours. Yes, I will nurse a drink to death. But that isn't excessive. The ones that are excessive are the ones that are having a new drink every 20 minutes. And they're at the event for 3 hours. So much so that a straight line doesn't exist in their vocabulary at that point. They can't even say it, let alone walk it. So this is the excessive drinking. You want to cut that out, because not only, well, it's a myriad of problems you're causing with excessive drinking. You can't say goodbye to your kidneys, for one. And your liver. Get at least 30 minutes of regular exercise a day. Many of us don't do that. Many of us find it difficult to walk to the front door. Talk to your doctor about potential risks and ways to reduce them. Take your free stroke risk profiler to learn more about your risk for stroke and ways to reduce that risk. You don't know where to find it? Go look for it. My job here is to stimulate your appetite, not satisfy your hunger. So I will give you information. If you have questions asking for more, good. I have done my job. You don't know where to find your stroke risk profiler? Search for it. You need to put in some of the work too. You need to be to have that hunger, that desire to make sure that you don't become one of these statistics. If you are in your 30s, in your 40s, and you're suffering from high blood pressure, hypertension, you have a stressful job, you are on the path to having a stroke. Almost guaranteed. No, I'm not wishing that you have a stroke. Don't ever say Kevin Stew is saying he's wishing that I have a stroke because I have a high stress job. No. That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm saying let's prevent all these things from happening, because they're preventable. We're going to take another break. When we come back, we'll look at the diet that you should have after a stroke. Yeah, because let's face it, there are people who have already had the stroke. So let's go ahead and address how they should be eating to prevent that stroke from happening again. Because we address some of the lifestyle things. reducing the stress, reducing the anxiety, get some exercise in your day, things like that. Reduce the salt. But is that a lifestyle change or is that a diet change? We'll find out when we come back from the break. Call your friends, tell your friends, friends of your friends, friends of your enemies, enemies of your friends, and your enemies too. Thank you to my affiliates, of course. One Harmony Radio, Island Worldwide, NIE Radio, Reggae Pulse Radio, the Foundation Radio Network, WGLRO, Olowop Radio, Dusit Media Group, PEMGTV.com, Zeno FM, the Stew Pot. Thank you very much. Truly appreciate love you. Couldn't do this without you. And you have my word, I won't even try. You listeners are the best part of this broadcast. So be interactive. Share with me what it is that worries you when it comes to a stroke. Are you a young person on the verge of having a stroke? Let's see what we can do to change that. Have you already started doing some of the things that we've been talking about? You know, taking breaks on the stressful job that you have. Because if there's one thing that I was told as I started early in my work life, the work never ends. And although some people may say a clean desk is a sign of a sick mind, it is actually right. Because if you don't recognize that the work never ends, you'll try to clean the work off your desk and you end up with a clean desk. That means that you're doing way too much. Well, let's hope that it is that you're doing way too much and it's not that you have way too little to do, because then you'll definitely end up out of a job. But take these little steps to reduce the anxiety, to reduce the stress, and start to make these changes in your lifestyle, to make a change in your life. We'll be right back after these few messages. If you go somewhere, bring someone back with you. Alright? Cool.
Matthew 28:19 says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations." With this in mind, and encouragement received during a South Florida media conference, The Church Links was birthed. The Church Links is an interdenominational worship service portal for churches, providing the tools to spread the word through technology in a cost-effective way. The Church Links, www.dahchurchlinx.com, your links to worship and praise.
Making great music is one thing, sharing it with the world, that's another. Let the professionals at Reggae Global Entertainment help you to another level. Specializing in artist management, booking, public relations and marketing, and promotion, Reggae Global Entertainment can help you with event planning, websites, photography and video production, press releases, legal services, and graphic design. They can even help you with music production so you can get the sound that you want every time. Call Reggae Global Entertainment at 954-804-8199. That's 804-8199. Or visit them online at reggaeglobalentertainment.com.
When being in the moment is priceless, consider the ability to share that moment. If you can video it, you can broadcast it. And Pulse eMedia Group has the tools you need. Weddings, birthdays, funerals, graduations, church services, parties, seminars, you name it. Pulse eMedia Group can provide you with a secure medium controlled by you to broadcast your event. Contact us at www.pulseemediagroup.com for more information. Pulse eMedia Group, when being in the moment is priceless.
Yes, yes, yes. Sakar Mantino, I'm making no sir right now. You are locked in to DJ Kevin Stew on the night shift.
The sound of Ambilik. The track is called Change Your Attitude. Mm-hmm. Change your attitude and see where you end up. Things will be different. Chances are things will be different. All you need to do is change your attitude. Welcome back to the broadcast. It's the night shift with DJ Kevin Stew, Healthy Love Night. So, things to consider when it comes to a stroke. Who it is that is experiencing strokes these days? It's not just the old people. No. Young adults are having it too. Which is why we're looking at young adult strokes tonight. So, here are some things to keep in mind. After a stroke, it might be harder to get all the nutrients you need. Didn't think about that, did you? Yeah. It just might be harder. Your speech pathologist can recommend strategies to help you eat and drink safely. Again, you know, with muscle damage, with brain damage as a result of a stroke, there are certain things that you can't do quite as well as you did before. Your dietitian can help make sure you are getting adequate nutrition, and healthy eating can improve your health and reduce your risk of having another stroke. Which leads to the question, why not just eat healthy in the first place? What, you think healthy food can't taste good? I've had some delicious healthy food. After a stroke, according to strokefoundation.org, you may have problems using your arm or hand, which makes it a little bit of a difficult task to eat and drink. Problems with memory and thinking, which might mean you actually forget to eat or drink. I know people who have not had a stroke and they forget to eat, to have lunch. They forget to drink some water. Just because they're busy doing what? Making sure they meet a deadline. Problems with memory and thinking can lead to these things. There's a loss of appetite, so you may not feel hungry. You may have swallowing problems, which is also known as dysphagia. And these difficulties make it difficult to get all the nutrients that you need. Now, the problem with not getting all the nutrients you need is it reduces your recovery time. Because nutrients are important. Now, if you have problems with your arm or your hand or with your memory and thinking, an occupational therapist can help with aids and with strategies to help you remember. If you have dysphagia, a speech pathologist can recommend strategies to help you eat and drink safely. You may need food and drinks with a different consistency, which means what you used to consume before may not be the things that you'll end up consuming after you have a stroke. And a dietitian can help you make sure you are getting adequate nutrition. This may mean having particular types of food and drinks, eating more or less food, and taking nutritional supplements. There are some people that would be reduced to tears knowing that they have to change their diet. And when we get down into it a little bit more, we're going to find out why it is that they would be reduced to tears. Some of the things that they'd have to cut out, some of the things that they would have to include. Enjoy a wide variety of nutritious foods from these five groups every day. Which five groups? Well, vegetables. Have them in varying colors. Legumes and beans, fruits, grains, your cereals. And I'm not talking about cornflakes. I'm not talking about Cheerios and them. No. if you're going to be having cereals, make sure you're having the cereal in as close to its natural form as possible. And you might want to refer to my broadcast on cereal killers to figure out which ones to stay away from. But definitely, you want to lean more towards your whole grains and high fiber varieties, your high fiber breads, your rice, your pasta, your noodles, polenta, couscous, oats, quinoa, barley. If you can get them in as close to its natural form and you make it, if you can get the whole version, the whole grain version, the brown rice, the whole grain pasta, the whole wheat pasta, you know, get your hands on these. If you want to stay away from rice, you can go with quinoa, with barley, with couscous. You'll enjoy them. Believe me, you'll enjoy them. Then you want to go with your lean meats and poultry, fish, eggs, tofu, nuts, seeds, legumes, and beans. Tofu, I kind of have an issue with. I won't lie. Tofu is made from soy. And you kind of have to be careful with soy because of its estrogen-like properties. So you do need to be careful. And more often than not, we end up leaning towards wanting to go with this alternative meat. So we're going with a plant-based meat, yeah? And saying, using excuses, and you've heard me talk about this. You've heard, those of you that follow Marva Riley on social media, you've heard her talk about it also. This plant-based meat, this veggie steak or veggie chicken. I saw one do veggie oxtail. Listen, don't mess with the oxtail. Don't do it. Mm-mm. But for those who are wanting to lean towards these things because they see it as a more natural alternative to the meat, consider this. You're trying to stay away from processed food. What do you think that is? How do you think it gets a flavor? How much sodium is in that alternate meat, that veggie meat that you're consuming? Think about those things and then read the label. Milk, yogurt, cheese, and their alternatives are recommended, mostly reduced fat. Here's the thing when it comes to reduced fat milk, reduced fat cheese. I have never seen a reduced fat cow. So when you're getting into the reduced fat this and the reduced fat that, what exactly is it that you're getting yourself into? You might want to ask that question. And now, although it is touted as a more healthy alternative, when people are going out and getting to that cow early in the morning and sitting there with their buckets and squeezing them udders and getting some milk and bottling it and dropping it off to their neighbors, this was good milk. This was rich milk. But let me ask another question. How many adult cows do you see drinking milk? Yeah. You're thinking about it now, right? So, if you're going to go with a milk as an adult, what kind of milk are you going to go with? Are you going to go with an animal milk, or are you going to go with a plant-based milk? Again, some easier to make milk out of than others, like coconut milk. Easy. Just blend up your coconut. Bzz, squeeze it out. Coconut milk. Boom. Quick and easy. What kind of milk are you consuming? Drink plenty of water. If there's one thing that we very seldom paid enough attention to, it's the amount of water that we drink. Some of you might have seen me in the break drinking my water. I keep a bottle of water with me. I go through my day with my water. Refilling when necessary. Drink plenty of water. There are some foods that you want to limit the intake of. And they contain saturated fats, added salts, and sugars. Listen, as you talk about added sugar, oh my goodness. Has anybody noticed? And you should notice by now, with the amount of times that it has been mentioned. There is sugar in everything. If it's not high fructose corn syrup, it's sucrose. If it's not sucrose, it is brown sugar. If it's not brown sugar, it is honey. Well, and not knocking the honey because I love the honey. Still, it's natural, you know, it's that more natural sweetener. But still, it's a form of sugar. And everything is within limitations, yeah? Because you can also drink too much water, and water is good for you. Our cells need water. But too much water is not good for you. So, these foods that are high in sugars, tell me why you need to have brown sugar, honey, and high fructose corn syrup in whole wheat bread. Yes, I mentioned all three. Those of you with whole wheat bread in your pantry, go look right now. Go look at your labels. Read your label and tell me how many sugars or how many types of sugar is in that one loaf of bread. Get back to me. Shoot me a message. 773-789-STEW. Drop me a line. 773-789-7839. Shoot me a text message with a WhatsApp, Telegram, SMS. Drop me a message. Go to the stew pot on kevinstew.com. Type it in stew pot. How many types of sugar do you see on your whole wheat bread? How many types of sugar do you see on your white bread? And then tell me how much water you drink each day. Limit foods high in saturated fats, such as biscuits, cakes, pastries, pies, processed meats, commercial burgers. When was the last time I had a burger? Oh my goodness, I can't even tell. Pizza, fried foods, potato chips, crisps, and savory snacks. Which reminds me, didn't I get some potato chips the other day? Oh my goodness, I don't usually have them. Limit foods which contain mostly saturated fats, such as butter, cream, cooking margarine. Catch this. Coconut oil and palm oil. Now let me tell you something, a little something about coconut oil. For the people who are staying away from coconut oil and using olive oil to fry up their whatevers, olive oil is not the oil to use to do frying. Because high heat breaks down olive oil in such a way that it ends up being more counterproductive. Coconut oil, however, can take that heat. Coconut oil is good for your skin. Coconut oil is good for your hair. Coconut oil is good to be consumed, cold or hot. You can use it to fry. You can use it to drizzle over your vegetables if you want a salad. Although olive oil is good for salads too. Not knocking olive oil. Olive oil is good. Cold pressed, preferably. So is palm oil. But here they're saying, limit your foods that contain. And they put saturated fats in the same category as coconut oil. How exactly this happens, I don't know. And this is a Stroke Foundation. So I don't know who it is that's advising them. But ask questions. You can ask questions. Limit foods and drinks containing salt, added salt. Limit foods and drinks containing added sugars, such as confectionery, sugar-sweetened soft drinks, and cordials. Fruit drinks. Not fruit juice. Fruit drinks. There's a difference. Vitamin waters, energy drinks, and sports drinks. Now, again, let's address these. What added sugars are there in the vitamin water, energy drinks, and sport drinks. Yeah, there is some sweetener in there, but is it as much as the other drinks that they're comparing them to? And again, everything in limitation, within limitation. So for those who are actively doing sports, how are you putting back your electrolytes? What is it that you're using? As a child, I used to eat glucose out of the box. So there's a glucose powder. I remember having sports days at primary school, and teachers would walk around with these boxes of glucose, and they pour some glucose in your hand, and you walk around eating your glucose and drinking your water, and you're good to go. This has morphed over time, and now you have products like your sports drinks that provide that same kind of glucose energy. Look into these things. Ask your questions. Do your research. Fruits and vegetables contain antioxidants, which can help reduce damage to blood vessels. They also contain potassium, which can help control blood pressure. The fiber in fruits and vegetables can lower cholesterol. Folate, which is found in green leafy vegetables, may reduce the risk of stroke. Whole grains and cereal also contain fiber and folate. Dairy foods are another source of potassium, along with calcium, which can help control blood pressure. Alternatives to dairy include calcium-enriched soy or rice milk. Here we go. Calcium-enriched, which means they're adding calcium to it. What about the things that naturally have calcium? Have you taken that into consideration? Maybe? No? Yes? Other sources of calcium include fish with bones, like your sardines, your herring, your mackerel. Some of the things that people sometimes say, boy, you know, it was funny. Growing up in Jamaica, sardine, herring, mackerel, these were considered more of poor people food. But yet still, these are your healthier fishes. Make it make sense. Almonds also are rich in calcium. Work with that. Things to limit after your stroke, if you've had one. Number one on the list is salt. Too much salt can raise your blood pressure. Read your labels, choose lower salt options, don't add salt when cooking or at the table. Use herbs and spices to increase flavor instead of adding salts. If you reduce your intake gradually, your taste buds will adjust in a few weeks. I can tell you this, I cut out drinking sodas a long time ago, and if I put a soda, my favorite, well, I'm not promoting any particular soda, so I won't tell you what my favorite used to be. But that was my go-to. Clear sodas were it for me, because now you're not having any added color, artificial coloring. And so I would go with the clear sodas. And here I am, boom, 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 going through, getting my soda. I cut it out. Now I can taste the high fructose corn syrup. I also cut out the so-called drinks, fruit drinks, said to be fruit juices. I cut those out. If I have one now, I can taste the high fructose corn syrup. I can taste the impurities, and it just does not taste good to me. So I'll prefer to just have some water, give me some lemons with it. I'm good. So cut down on your sugars. Saturated fats. These cause high cholesterol. Eat mostly polyunsaturated or monounsaturated oils and spreads. Try nut butters or avocado. Whenever I have avocados, I would cut them for my toast. I'd cut off a piece of avocado, cut it up fine, and spread it. I would always do that whenever I had avocado. So avocados would go quickly in my house. Drinking alcohol increases your risk of having another stroke. So you definitely want to limit or eliminate alcohol consumption. Things that you should take into consideration. If you're a young person especially, you would want to go ahead and limit your alcohol intake. Because again, young people, I just added myself to the young group. Our lives are long, but we're careless with it. Yeah? You've heard that before. So you want to do the things to avoid the high blood pressure. You want to do the things to avoid, let's be specific, cut out the binge drinking, the birth control pills that include estrogen, which is why I have a concern with tofu or soy products, because soy has estrogen-like properties. So it's interesting that you'd be encouraged to have tofu, but you're discouraged from birth control pills that include estrogen. You'd think all these medical professionals are not on the same wavelength. Something is not adding up. So cut out the binge drinking, watch for the birth control pills that contain estrogen. If you have blood clotting disorders, watch out, you know, be mindful, take care of, get medical advice from your medical professional. Avoid cocaine and other drugs. Migraines with aura, which is associated with increased risk of having an ischemic stroke. Women particularly have more migraines and are more at risk if they also smoke or take estrogen-containing birth control pills. For the women out there that listen to this broadcast, if you do take birth control or know someone that takes birth control, what kind of birth control are they taking? How many types of birth control out there do not contain estrogen? If you can get back to me with some information, I'd be happy to have it. If you have a sedentary lifestyle, make changes. Start moving around. One of the number one killers, which is actually associated with any of the number one killers that you can mention out there, heart disease, hypertension, stroke, they're associated with a sedentary lifestyle. Change that and you'll be able to make a difference in your own life. And of course, you definitely want to address the anxiety and the stress levels. Once you do that, believe me, you start making changes that you don't even recognize were possible. Why? Because then you end up in this more balanced state. You're not high-strung anymore. You know, you relax a little bit more. You take things a little bit easier. And so your blood pressure goes down. And the risk of having a stroke significantly reduced. This is on a G Cole kicking off musical therapy tonight. It's called Peace of Mind is a Holiday. And I aim to please as I close out this night shift. This healthy love night right here on the night shift with DJ Kevin Stew.
I want to thank you all for being the best part of this broadcast. As we bounce on out of here with Cat Smith in the background, track called Search No More from the album Journeys. I want to thank you and remind you, look out for members of your community. And remember, your community is not just a development that you live in, but it spreads far and wide. So those that you pass on the bus, on the plane, the boat, or the train, whether you walk, ride, or drive, these are members of your community. Look out for one of them today, because you never know who's going to look out for you tomorrow. My name is Kevin Stewart, so I'd like to do it to you, for you, and with you every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Night Shift with DJ Kevin Stew, kevinstew.com, and affiliates. All being well, catch you tomorrow, same time, right here, same place. Good night, good morning, good afternoon, good day to you, wherever you are in the world, from right here in South Florida. I bid you all a great and tuneful good night. Be good. If you can't be good at it. Until we meet again, take care. Greetings and salutations, one and all. You're invited to tune in to the Night Shift with DJ Kevin Stew. It airs on Mondays with Community and Finance, Tuesdays with Healthy Love, and Wednesdays with Real Talk from 10 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. Come spend some time interacting in the stew pot where we keep things bubbling and wind down in musical therapy. The Night Shift with DJ Kevin Stew is on kevinstew.com, where you're encouraged to have acceptance through enlightenment.